guy tells me it is anyway. How many of y'all have problems with negative self-talk? How many of y'all are like, well, I can't do nothing. I can't do nothing. I ain't good enough to do nothing. I can't do that. We all get down on ourselves, don't we? We all have times that we think we're not good enough. We think that what everybody else says for us is actually true. Amen? How many of y'all have people tell you you can't do something? No matter what it might be, whether it might be writing a book, might be singing a song. Hey, I know I ain't good enough to sing a song, but guess what? God don't care. Amen? We do it for God's glory. Amen? So, have you ever stopped to ask yourself, oh, well, first off, that is the title of today's message, Stop the Negative Self-Talk. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself, why do you do what you do? Why do we do what we do? I don't know about you, but I ask myself that quite a lot every day. Every time I mess up, it's like, why did I do that? Why did I do what I just did? We always got that issue, don't we? We almost always sometimes oversleep, don't we? We arrive a few minutes late. I don't know where my wife is, but that might be for her. But we fly around, don't we? We get up late, and what's that cause us to do? When we get in the car, after we've gotten up late, we can't go to the speed limit, can we? We got to hurry up, and guess what? No matter how fast you go, you're still late. Amen? Because you overslept. Why do we do that? Why do we oversleep and still not get up? I mean, set that alarm clock 5 minutes earlier would have avoided the whole problem. You wouldn't have been late, unless you usually don't get up till 5 minutes after you're supposed to get up anyway. You almost always get up when the alarm goes off, don't we? When the alarm goes off, our brain goes, hey, I think that's for you. Kind of like a phone call coming in. The alarm goes off, hey, I think that's ringing for you. Or beeping, or however you got it going off. And we're always wired to get up and move, aren't we? Sometimes because that sounds kind of annoying to us. Sometimes a lot of us might just roll over and hit it and snooze button. That's what causes us to be late, hitting that snooze button. But we're always wired when it goes off to do something, ain't we? We want it to be the first one to get to the meeting. But every time we oversleep, every time, no matter how fast we're driving that car down the road, we're still late, aren't we? So we're still not making it to the first part of that meeting. We almost always want to make healthier choices at the restaurant, don't we? However, I don't know about you, a lot of times we'd like to get chicken, but most of the time, what do? Steak and baked potato, pizza, pasta. It ain't the healthier choices, is it? It's the bad stuff for us. We almost always want to try to get better tasting options, don't we? Because we think that's probably healthy. If it tastes better, that's how our mind's triggered. If it tastes better, it's got to be healthy for us. Amen? Well, I don't know about you, but some MSG, some stuff in some Chinese food, it makes it taste better, but guess what? It's not healthier for us. It's not a good, healthy option, is it? We almost always want to give to God first, don't we? We want to manage our money wisely so that we have stuff left over to be able to go. But what happens? What happens? We almost always spend everything we have, don't we? And sometimes we go on the credit card when we've spent through all that we got because we need a little bit more. Why do we do what we do? Why do we do that? We have a bunch of different reasons, don't we? We have a bunch of different reasons. We got some secondary reasons for why we do that. We feel obligated. We feel obligated. We have to do something. We have to check a box. Amen? We have to check a box off. We almost always want to care, don't we? We want to be about others. We want to be disciplined. We want the outcome, no matter what we do, to please God, don't we? And the third little secondary reason that we do what we do, and we can all say amen to this, we want to be accepted. Amen? We want to be accepted by everybody around us. Guess what? I don't know about you, but even Jesus wasn't accepted by everybody. Amen? We need to quit living that way. What's the biggest reason that we do what we do? I'll tell you right now. We do what we do because of what we think of ourselves. We do what we do because of what we think of ourselves. Proverbs 23:7, New King James Version says this: "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." In other words, as we think in our hearts, so are we. As we think in our hearts, that's how we live. That's what we think of ourselves. That's why we do what we do. Amen? We gotta face situations, don't we? We gotta face situations. When we live for God, when we put God in our heart instead of us, instead of worrying about us getting our feelings hurt, we're going to be able to get through those situations a lot better, aren't we? Anytime we face a situation, we got to subconsciously ask ourselves three questions. The first one is this: what type of person am I? What type of person are you? What kind of situation are you dealing with at that moment? And what does somebody like me do in a situation like that? We got multiple situations that we're going to run across in our lives, don't we? We got times where we're going to know, and sometimes, unfortunately, us are going to cheat. We're going to steal. We're going to lie or be lied about. We're going to gossip or be gossiped about. We're going to give or we're not going to give. Amen? We're going to forgive or not forgive. We're going to assume the best in a person, like Christ wants us to, or we're not, depending on where our heart is. Amen? We're always going to think negative about people. Well, I don't know about you, but I would say almost probably 99% of the people on this earth have some good in them. Amen? We should always assume the good in a person until we see the bad, and it has a negative effect on us. So I ask you this: what kind of person are we in those situations? What kind of person like us do we do? So the alarm goes off again. What do? Are we the type of person that hits snooze not just one time, but maybe seven times, and then tries to attack the day? I'm going to tell you this. If you hit the snooze button that many times, even if you hit it one time, you're going to be behind on that day, aren't you? Are we the type of person that's rude? The type of person that writes off loving people? Or are we the type of person that believes the best in them? Are we the type of person that when those healthy options come around, you might have a couple different ones in the house or out front when we get done, but which one do we attack first? Do we attack the good stuff, or do we attack, like I do, the donuts? Those are always good, aren't they? No, hey, I can always eat a donut, and in my mind, I can say, man, that's a healthy option. Look at the strawberries in there, and with the cream inside of it. We think that, don't we? But guess what? That's still not a good option, is it? Still a bad option. In every part of our lives, we do what we do because of what we think of ourselves. You giving us an example. Are you the type of person to watch a fight go on? Or are you the type of person that breaks up a fight? I don't know about you, but in my younger years, I not only watched them go on, I egged them on. Let's see how far we can get them to go. Let's see how many punches they can throw to each other's face. How many already did that? I know I ain't the only one. But once I got God in me, I was like, whoa, you're going to hurt something. You're going to break a bone. You need to stop fighting. It's not good for you. We do what we do because of what we think of ourselves. If you want to change what we do, we got to change what we think of ourselves. But notice in us, many of us, it's easier to believe the negatives than the positives in people, isn't it? Why do we often believe bad things about ourselves? I'm going to tell you this right now. The devil is a liar. But he's the only one that's going to put negative thoughts about ourselves and others in our head. He's been lying to us since the day we were born, hasn't he? Book of John, chapter 8, verse 44 and 45, New Living Translation, says this. The devil, everybody say the devil. Everybody at home, type the devil in the comments. The devil has always hated the truth. Ain't that the truth? Because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent. Let me get that word right. When he lies, it is consistent with his character. For he is a liar and the father of lies. And Jesus says, so when I tell you the truth, you just naturally don't believe me. Because Satan has been lying to you that whole time. We're so used to hearing the lies and the torments of Satan of what we are, of what we aren't. How we can't do something or be something. It's easier for us to just believe those toxic lies, isn't it? But Jesus' truth will set us free. Amen? His truth will set each one of us free and give us the power over Satan when he tries to come and lie to us. You might be hurting over the loss of somebody. That you might not have a good relationship with. Didn't think of it to yourself. Didn't think to be a good neighbor to them. And now you have no chance because they're gone. You're grieving. But you're stuck at selfish. You're stuck at selfish in that grieving because you're thinking, man, what did I do? What did I do? I was always negative talking to them. I wasn't good enough for them. I didn't want them around. They're better without me. We've all been through there, haven't we? We've all grieved like that. When we do something that we're not proud of, the devil doesn't tell us we did something bad, does it? The devil attacks our identity, that we are bad. Not our actions, but our heart. That's where the devil gets to us, ain't it? That's where he lies to us. Because he knows that we're vulnerable there. You can't change. That's one of his biggest lies, ain't it? The devil telling us, you can't change. Ronnie, you're just the way you are. How many of y'all had the devil tell you that? Amen. He tells me that every day. Every single day. You can't change. You're just the way you are. And our distorted identity starts to sabotage our success. We might have an addictive personality. We might be able to try to cope with pop or bottle. We might have a bad handling of something, of money. We might struggle handling money, struggle financially. But what are we doing at that same time? Satan's getting to us. We're struggling with money in the house. But we're still buying stuff on Amazon. Amen. Buying stuff on Best Buy, on Walmart.com. How many of y'all been to Walmart.com? We all buy stuff like that, don't we? But don't do it if we're struggling financially. devil might tell us we can't be trusted. We're never good friends. We're always going to be alone. Amen. That we should avoid intimacy with everybody. That's the way that the devil attacks us. We have our distorted identity, and that creates destructive habits. And our destructive habits reinforce our distorted identities. We got to break that cycle. We got to break that destructive cycle. But how do we do that? How do we break that cycle? How do we change what we do? We got to change the way we think. Amen. Not who the devil or who the devil says we are, or who others says we are, or who we think we might be. Amen. But who Jesus says, who God says we are. That's the only way we're going to change that distorted identity. We got to have a Christ-centered identity that leads to Christ-honoring habits. And those Christ-honoring habits reinforce that Christ-centered identity that we have when we accept our Lord and Savior in a relationship with Him. Jesus asks us, what type of person are you? And He tells us we need His Father. What kind of situation are we going through? Are we tired? Are we physically exhausted? What does a person like this do? What do they do in a situation? And Jesus tells us, instead of listening to what Satan's saying, we pray. We start praying. Amen? That's the only thing that's going to change that situation. If we accepted Jesus, we got to pray next. On the Mount of Olives, with 330 feet above, they had gorgeous views in the valley, didn't they? They could see the whole city. Luke 21:37 says this. Each day Jesus was teaching at the temple. And each evening, He went out to spend the night on the hill called the Mount of Olives. And Luke 22:39 says, and Jesus came out and went, as was His habit, to the Mount of Olives. He loved that place, didn't He? I haven't been there. I have seen pictures of it. I bet it is absolutely stunning to look at from the Mount of Olives. Jesus wasn't trying to show off when He went out and prayed. He wasn't that type of person, was He? No, Jesus prayed. But His prayer habit reinforced His identity from God. It strengthened His habit. How do we change? How do we change? We got to start with the who before the do. Instead of focusing on what we want to do, decide who we want to become. Who do you want to become? Might be such a situation like this. I am a mom who is fully present and wholly intentional. I am a teenager who has found purity in Christ and doesn't look important. I am a man of God who will lay down my life to serve my wife and my children. I am someone who is sober and is a testimony to the power that Christ can change our lives. Amen. We got to get specific. I am a person who doesn't skip workouts if we're trying to lose weight. I am a Christian who reads my Bible every day. I am a person who puts God first in my finances. I am disciplined. Jesus in me is stronger than the wrong desires in me. And that first one, I am a mom who is fully present and wholly intentional. We got every time you can spend time with your family, But what happens? You try to do that, the phone rings. Facebook dings. Amen. Guess what? Don't check it. Don't check it. That reinforces your intentionality with Jesus and God. I'm a Christian who reads my Bible every day. Every time we do, we got a small vote that reinforces our identity. Every action that we take is a vote for the type of person that we wish to become. No single instance will transform our beliefs, but as the votes build up, so does the evidence of our new identity. Well, James is clear in that, isn't he? But the devil is a liar. Amen? And the chief father of it. Because he's going to tell you just who you think you are. Who do you think you are? How many of y'all heard the devil tell you that today? And this next one. Who do you think you are? Because guess what? You're a sinner. And a sinner cannot change. I know I fought that one for a long time. Amen. But Ephesians 4:21 through 24, NLT says this. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from Him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, everybody say instead. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Amen. No single action changes our identity, does it? It takes multiple actions over time. Multiple actions over every time that we are going through. We got to change how we see ourselves. And eventually changes our identity, don't it? It's not a behavior modification, amen? It's a spiritual one. It's a transformation. So I ask you today, who are you? Where do you want to go with your walk? You're a newer creation in Jesus and God. You're God's workmanship created in Jesus. You are the light of the world, amen? You are an ambassador of God, the highest ranking diplomat sent by God from heaven to earth. We're not who the devil says we are we? We're not who others say we are. Amen? We're not who we think we are. We're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. We are the child of a living God. Guess what? We are forgiven by that living God and Jesus' sacrifice, which means we're redeemed. Amen? We don't have to listen to that old Satan, that devil anymore, because he's wrong. How many of y'all tell the devil, you're wrong, dog? Every day, he tries to tell us something wrong, don't we? But we can live that redeemed life because we know we got victory over it. Amen? We're chosen. We're chosen. We're called. We're set apart. We're filled with the same Spirit that raised our Savior, Jesus Christ. Y'all ever think about that? We're filled with that same Holy Spirit that Jesus had walking on this earth all those years ago. Sorry. And guess what? That is the truth. The devil is truly liar. And truth will set us free, won't it? As they come for the final song, let's pray. Coming, Father, Lord, I thank you again, Lord, for your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for opening our heart, mind, and soul to the blessing and the message that you have for us today, Lord. Lord, I ask you, when that devil tries to get a self-negative talking on us, Lord, I ask you just to send your Spirit of Jesus Christ into each one of our lives, Lord. Lord, let us be bold enough every day, every minute if it takes, Lord, to tell that lying devil that he truly is a liar and he has to go, Lord. Lord, because that truth is inside of us, Lord, has truly set us free, Lord. Lord, it's truly redeemed each one of us, Lord, that know you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do, Lord. I ask you to be with us in the next service. In your name I pray. Everybody say it? Amen.